Massachusetts voters have apparently soured on the ballot question to limit the number of patients assigned to nurses. A new WBUR poll out this morning shows 58% now plan to vote no on question number one. Earlier polls showed the yes camp leading or tied with the no side. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on this shift.
Voter David Bindu of Rutland says nurses are sometimes overworked. So when he first saw question one...
My initial reaction was yes.
A yes on question one would set new nurse-to-patient ratios. One-on-one care for women in labor, for instance, and a maximum of 5 psychiatric patients per nurse. There would be caps for other medical situations, too. After studying the issue, Bindu changed his mind. He now plans to vote no, for one reason above all.
If you have to put more nurses into the hospitals to do the job that's being done now, the effect of that would be increased medical costs.
Bindu's about-face on question one appears to represent the mood of the electorate. The no side leads by 27 points in the new WBUR poll. That's a big swing since last month, when a WBUR poll showed a dead heat, and a Boston Globe poll had the yes camp in front by 19. One major development is that voters now have a better sense of the price tag. At the time of the earlier surveys, voters had only the wildly different estimates of the opposing sides. The state's largest nurses union, which favors patient quotas, has said question one would cost no more than $47 million a year. Hospitals, which are against the measure, have claimed it would cost about $1 billion a year. Early this month, an independent watchdog called the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission said the hospital's figure is closer to reality. The commission said hospitals would have to hire more than 2,000 additional nurses altogether.
Voters are looking for a reason to maintain the status quo. You know, they need to sort of be convinced.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR.
No money and no messaging tends to be a bit more effective. You know, voters who aren't quite sure what to make of an issue tend to look for reasons to vote against ballot questions, which is why you often see the percent no really increasing, particularly in the late stages of the campaign.
Voter Darlene Tucker has found a simple reason to say no to question one.
I don't believe it is somewhere where the government should be sticking their nose in and making the rules.
The no side has worked hard to frame the issue just like that, as a matter of government interference. But the yes side says the push for mandatory staffing levels comes from nurses themselves. In a WBUR poll a couple weeks ago, registered nurses supported question one by only a few percentage points. Still, the message that nurses are in favor resonates with Carl Buxbaum, who plans to vote yes.
I tend to want to side with or believe the opinion of the unions. I'm cynical about the amount of money on the other side and the backing of hospitals and the profit motive.
The no camp, led by hospitals, has spent $17.5 million so far. The yes side has spent $10.5. Two other questions are also on the ballot, but appear less competitive. Roughly two-thirds of voters plan to say yes on both question two and question three. Yes on two would create a commission with the ambitious goal of finding a way to amend the U.S. Constitution to limit corporate spending on elections. Yes on three would preserve a state law that prohibits discrimination against transgender people in places of public accommodation, notably bathrooms. Donna Howard is voting yes on that question. She says the two-year-old law has made a positive difference for her transgender son.
For him, it makes them feel safer, as I've been told. They feel as though they can go and just be who they are. It made it emotionally much better for him to handle.
The WBUR poll has an error margin of 4.4 percentage points. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.